Hey, this is Sal.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha, and hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to
Ska Nation.
Your brain must be free. What do we got to do?
get the hell back. What you gonna do tonight? Off the show? Yeah, off the show tonight. I wake up in the morning, another shit house day. Nothing much to do, collect the dough I'd say. But today will be different, today will be alright. Today I'll have fun, but sure be off the show tonight. When you're weak like me, you haven't got a chance. You never wanna fight, all you do is dance. But today will be different, today will be alright. Today I'll have fun, but sure be off the show tonight. Go! Wake up tomorrow to another shit day. Don't know what I'll do for sure. Collect the dough again, but today will be different. Today will be alright. Today I'll have fun, but sure be off the shop tonight. Something happened to me, there's something that I missed. You had to go and leave that day when I was pissed. But today will be different. Today will be alright. Today I'll have fun, but sure be off the shop tonight. Go!
Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Described by Bunny Wailer as the greatest vocalist of all time, Mr. Jackie Opal. Kicking off Scar Nation Radio for another week. I'll talk a bit more about Jackie Opal in a minute because he is widely kind of forgotten as an absolute legend of the ska scene in the 60s. He was actually from Barbados and adopted as a Jamaican, but widely overlooked in both Barbadian and Jamaican legacies because, well, the Jamaicans think he was Barbadian, so they ignore him, and the Barbadians realize that he went to Jamaica, so they ignore him as well. And yet, he is possibly the greatest vocalist and ska vocalist. He actually invented spooge, if that's how you say it, which is a kind of a, let's say, a Barbadian ska type rhythm. It's a little bit different. It mixes ska with calypso. Anyway, he invented that. Didn't really get to do too much because that was in the late 60s, and unfortunately he died at 32 in 1970 in a car crash. Mr. Jackie Opal. Born Dalton Sinclair Bishop. Can you get a more West Indian name than that? Yes, he is Barbados's greatest musical export, and that includes, yes, the Baha Man. Who let the dogs out? Yeah, let's ignore that for a minute. Anyway, Jackie Opal from 64, You Too Bad. Ska Nation Radio, we have moved into our feature letter. Oh, hence Jackie Opal. Our lucky number this week is 1993. We'll be playing tunes from 1993 all throughout the 3 hours worth of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy this week. thank you for joining me. Thanks for downloading. Thank you for listening. Hope you have as much fun as I'm going to have over the next 3 hours, because I can tell you now, the playlists I have drawn up tonight are possibly the greatest playlists I have put together for a week's worth of ska. You heard it here first, people. Ska Nation Radio with Beefy has the Beefy guarantee. If it's good, it's on the show. We kicked off this week's show with the view out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. Why? Because Ukraine must be free. It is as simple as that. We will keep playing Ukraine must be free when Ukraine is free. That could be years by the sound of it. I saw Putin today watching videos of the moon landings with Google telling him they were fake or generated. I don't know what's going on. I didn't really look. I just read some subtitles. But clearly, there's some weird stuff happening right now. There's a war on, and Putin's watching the moon landing videos. I'm not sure what to make of that. What I do know is he's not taking the war too seriously, people. He's got other things on his mind. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Ukraine must be free. If you want to support The View, V-Y-O, look him up on a website called Bandcamp. Just go to bandcamp.com. The View are there. Ukraine Must Be Free is on their Green album if you want to support Ukrainian artists. Also, you can support Israeli, Palestinian, Myanmarian, and Guam, Guatemala, Grenada, Gibraltar. Other G countries are available. You can buy digital music. That money will go directly to the bands as well. They won't go to any government agency looking at a war effort. You will know you will help the bands, because in those war-torn countries, I'm not sure they're playing gigs. I'm not sure they're getting around to practicing and releasing new music in studios. So you can do your little bit. Just go to bandcamp.com, type in Ukraine or Israel, Palestine, Jordan, other models are possibly there. Anyway, there is a location search. You can write that in. You can put in cities as well. You can put in Melbourne, Kiev, Vladivostok, if you want. They will bring up all the bands from those cities. How cool is that? Then you can buy the digital music. That monies, those monies, these monies, those monies will go directly to the bands. Simple as that. All right? That's my preaching done for this week. No war news. I'm off the war news, people. There's too much happening for me. I'm so busy, I can't follow the war news for you. You can do that yourselves. It's that simple. I mentioned we are on to O's. If I didn't play this band for O, I'd lose a lot of listeners. You would lose your faith in the Beefmeister. Operation Ivy, a live version of Sound System from 924 Gilman as well. That was off their Energy album, the follow-up to their Hectic EP from 1989. Then we move to London Town. The Originals, better known as Arthur Kay and The Originals, but in the early days they were just The Originals, Play My Record, a track from 1980. It's actually their debut release. They're kind of the unsung heroes of British ska. They don't get as much credit as they should. Arthur Kay and the boys are still playing live today. I think they set up their own record label in about 2001, which caused a bit of a stir. I'm not sure if that's still going. I probably should have looked that up. I'm just don't know. London band, but classic song. I love that song. Off the Shelf from Sydney, Australia. We just heard Off the Shelf tonight. That was off their debut single, Thief, in 1985. But it was also on their debut album, Made in Australia, from 1989. I'm not sure why, and I should find this out from the Sydney crew, why it took 4 years to put an album together for Off the Shelf, but they have a decent catalogue to play, and I should probably play more of Off the Shelf, but there's no rumours of them doing a little comeback, so, well, we keep working on it. We keep this show fresh and happy and chatty, and we keep promoting Australian ska, and that will mean that people will come back to it. They'll start playing again, like Strange Tenants and Furious Turtles and Looney Tunes and No Nonsense. Hopefully we can get them all back together. I'm going to be playing quite a bit more Australian ska, because I've had a bit of a smack on the bum. I'm not playing enough Australian music, apparently, so there will be more as we move. Then we move to Japan, a band that formed in 1996 in Tokyo. Oi! Skull Mates, a live version of Never Die with a bit of, what's he called, Cab Calloway stuff in there as well. Now, Never Die was a standalone single for them in 2012, but it then appeared on their Adultix Hangovers album 2015, which was their last album. But weirdly enough, I've missed this. About 2 months ago, they put out a single that covered, are you waiting for this? Savage Garden's Truly, Madly, Deeply. Oh yeah. I'm going to have to look that up and I will bring it to you at some stage, unless it's really, really naff, which it could well be, being a Savage Garden cover, but I'm not judging because I've not heard it. So check out Oi Skull Mates. I love those guys. Been around a long time, still playing today. We're still doing singles, obviously, as of 2 months ago. And then we heard Dalton Sinclair Bishop, better known in the entertainment world as Jackie Opal, Barbados's greatest musical export. 1964, that track, You Too Bad, one of his first ever singles. Byron Lee from Byron Lee and the Dragonairs discovered him in Barbados in the kind of 1960-61 time, brought him over to Jamaica, and he quickly became the lead singer of the Scatlites. They reckon he composed over 700 songs in a very, very short period of time. Must have been doing like a song a day. Apparently, they wheel him into the studio and he just sit there and write a song and they record it. It's as simple as that. Very good. All right, Sky Nation Radio with Beefy for another week. Hope you're having a load of fun. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you're looking forward to December. Now, December, if you're in Australia, can only mean one thing. Yes, it is time for the Sky Nation Music Festival 2023. We are getting ready for the arrival of the Mad Caddies. I've just seen a message just before I left the house that Mad Caddies visas have been approved today. God, that's leaving it a little bit late. But Mad Caddies are headlining Ska Nation this year. Now, we're on O-Bands, as mentioned in the intro. One of the O-Bands that I'm very, very much looking forward to seeing are from Adelaide in South Australia. They are called the Overits. They used to be known as the Isolators. This is No Problem.
Time for your confrontation, so come right out with it if you got a problem with me. Talk to me and don't be afraid. Talk to me, I don't feel the same. Don't lie to me, I've just got to explain. About all the problems you seem to be having with me. Talk to me and don't be afraid. Talk to me, I don't feel the same. Don't lie to me, I've just got to explain. With me.
Operation Ibis out of Sydney. Where's ScoMo? Another band that appearing on Ska Nation 2023. Before that, the Overits out of Adelaide, also appearing on Ska Nation 2023. Their track, what did I play from them? No problem. Now, are you listening? Area 7, Mad Caddies, Melbourne Ska Orchestra, The Resignators, Pirate Ska Rebellion, Mr. Coffee, Operation Ibis, The Overits, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, The Donald Trumpets, The Kitty Hawks, SM, Looney Tunes, The Bennies, Cujo Kings. Friday the 15th, Saturday the 16th, Sunday the 17th December. Head to scanation.com for more information. I will be running a competition. I have two tickets to give away to the festival. That will get you in to the Friday night, the Saturday day, the Saturday night, which is a new add-on, and the Sunday at Ska Nation. That is not to be sniffed at. So what a weekend we've got in store. All roads lead to the Colac Showgrounds for the weekend, the 15th, 16th, 17th December. Tickets are still available. It is going to be massive. It is the biggest Ska festival in Australian history. Let that sink in just a little bit. Just let that sink in a little bit. All right? Tickets still available. Please, if you're a Ska fan of any description in Australia, get to Colac for that weekend. DJ Beefy is also appearing. Yes, he is. Now, I did mention that 1993 is our feature year for this week. I played Operation Ibis. I played Operation Ibis. I also played Operation Ivy. Now I'm going to play Mighty Mighty Boston's, because in 1993, this came out. It was a single. It is called Someday, I Suppose. And I'm doing it live. You know me. I play live stuff when I can. If it's good, it's on the show.
Here's a dance you all can do.
Of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Quicker than I thought it was going to stop. Out of Order from Los Angeles, California. Never off their self-titled debut album in 1993. Now, Out of Order were doing ska punk before anyone else was really doing ska punk back in the early 90s. They even featured on a Kit Kat commercial as well. Cracking album, the self-titled album. They did three studio albums by the look of it. They were formed in 1989, engrossed in the modern ska scene at the time. So they were around quite a while before they kind of broke up in the late 90s. Before that, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones off their Don't Know How to Party album from 1993. That was the third, possibly even the fourth single. No, that was the third single off the album. I think A Man Without came out a bit later than that. All right, should we have a 1993 or an O band? Okay, I'm going to toss this. Heads for 93, tails for O. It's heads. All right, I'm going to stay in Australia for this one. A band that have their annual Christmas gig coming up on the 9th of December. They're called The Strange Tenants. This is a weird one because it actually came out in 1982, but only featured on their 1993 album Blue Beat Party. The band are called Strange Tenants. This is a live version of I Don't Wanna Be a Soldier Boy.
The Strange Tenants!
So I give me a ball and it's a ball.
Another O band out of Japan, Otaska Band, who have been around a lot longer than you think, formed in 2003 from Sakai. Free Now, live off their Slogan album from 2016. Otaska Band, or girl band as well, they're fantastic. Before that, The Strange Tenants from Melbourne, Australia, live version of Soldier Boy that originally came out in 1982, but was only on their Blue Beat Party album from 1993, which is our feature year. Now, message from Bruce Bootern of Strange Tenants. They're playing at the Curtin Hotel, their annual Christmas show, Saturday 9th of December. They're playing with Loin Groin. Now, if you are in Melbourne and you fancy a ska party for Christmas, which isn't Ska Nation, then get along to the Curtin Hotel. But there are only less than 20 tickets left, so you got to get in quick. So just look up Strange Tenants on Facebook. It's probably the best way, I reckon. And then you can grab your tickets via whichever ticket platform they are using. All right. You will know that I have a few segments on Scarpod number one. We do the lucky letter. We do the chosen year. We do on this day in Scar. And bands you didn't know played ska. But we also do this.
BB's cover of the week now, baby. BB's cover of the week.
Oh yeah, Biffy's cover of the week. Now, baby. Rhoda Dacker, formerly of the Body Snatchers, has been doing a lot of covers over the past year or so. She released an album called Version Girl, but it's been so popular that people have asked her to do more, so she has. She has just released a cover version of the Buzzcocks' I Don't Mind. Now, this is a little bit different. It's not quite ska, it's not quite reggae, it's not quite rocksteady. It's kind of a merge of all of those above. Probably like Spooge from Barbados. Anyway, this is it. Beefy's cover of the week, Rhoda Decker, I Don't Mind.
Used to be so sure. ocean. Oh, baby, but I want to fight. Even though I feel the music, baby, that is that. But I don't want to dance with you, baby, no more. Never do something to hurt you, though. Oh, but the feeling is bad, the feeling is bad.
In 1982, in the UK charts, I Don't Wanna Dance by Eddie Grant was number one. Obviously not straight out ska tune. Perhaps it's his own genre, a ring bang, apparently, that Eddie created by fusing Caribbean music genres. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, but it is. He was one of the founding members of the UK's kind of first ever multiracial ska group, The Equals, who had a huge number one with A Baby Come Back, which we play quite a bit on this show. The Equals back out and playing again, obviously not with Eddie, but Eddie Grant had a heart attack in 1971, suffered a collapsed lung as well, and it meant he couldn't perform with The Equals anymore, so he decided to become a producer. And then back in 1982, I Don't Wanna Dance went to number one, and Electric Avenue got to number one in the UK in 1983. So Eddie Grant, pioneering ska. I was going to call him magician, but he's also a musician as well, and producer and everything else. So good on Eddie Grant. Before that, who do we hear? Rhoda Decker, brand new single from Rhoda, a cover version of the Buzzcocks' I Don't Mind, as a follow-up to her very, very successful covers album, Version Girl. Right, we have jumped into On This Day in Ska. I am going to throw a bit of bands you didn't know played ska into the mix as well. On this day in 1980, The Jam released their Sound FX album. Now, The Jam have been known for throwing a few ska riffs into their music, but this one grabbed me off Sound FX. The track is called Music for the Last Couple. You can make your mind up for yourself. This is The Jam from their Sound FX album released on this day in 1980.
spo, ski, wattin, dottin, do, do, diddle with the kitty in the middle. Na na na. Yeah, so like I was walking on the beach and I stepped on a really sharp snail and it really cut my foot really bad and I didn't like it.
Band called Hoobie Dat. I cannot find any information about Hoobie Dat on the interwebs apart from that track, Mana Mana, appeared on an album called Mash It Up 93. Came out in 1993. But that's not the reason I played it. On this day in 1969, episode 14 of The Muppet Show, they did a skit with Mana Mana in. That was the first time we heard Mana Mana before Kermie or somebody did it and created an absolute masterpiece of a video. Go and see the Muppet Show Mana Mana video that came out. It's brilliant. I love it. I was going to tell a story about growing up in Wales, and we were looking through one of my mate's record collections, found the single Mana Mana, recorded onto tape, and we did a C60 of just Mana Mana. 1 hour of Mana Mana. Loved it. And every time we walked around the streets, Mana Mana. Doo, 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 doo. On this day, 1969, it appeared on The Muppet Show. Hoobie Dat. If anyone knows anything about Hoobie Dat, Mana Mana was their only single. I reckon it's probably a conglomeration of band members from other bands just got together and did that one track, I reckon. Before that, Five Iron Frenzy, Denver, Colorado. They're the number one track off their debut album, Upbeats and Beatdowns, The Old West from 1996. I think we played Five Iron Frenzy last week, didn't we? Oh, Beefy, you're slipping. And before that, The Jam, their album Sound Affects was released on this day in 1980. Music for the Last Couple. Kind of a bit of a ska-ish tune there from The Jam. Now, from The Jam are touring Australia in March. 8th of March in Melbourne, 9th Brisbane, 10th Sydney, 13th Adelaide, 14th in Perth. So if you want to see From The Jam is the name of the band. It's their last ever Australian tour, apparently. So get your tickets now. Sydney's already sold out by the look of it. Less than 300 tickets left for Perth. So get in quick. Just look up metropolistouring.com. All the details will be there. All right, I need to jump on this pretty quick, so I need to bring it home. We're going to go to Mexico now. A band that should have headlined Ska Nation a couple of years ago, Out of Control Army. Yes, another O band. This is a live tune from 2019, Rude Boy Anarchy.
No renunciaremos, nosotros no renunciaremos a ninguno de ellos. A ninguno de estos, a ninguno de estos, a ninguno de estos.
¿Crees tú que el infierno llegará? Oye tú que el infierno ya está acá. Mira tú, la conciencia no llegó. Oye tú, ahí tu mundo terminó. ¡Rock, rock!
our band called The Overtakers out of Jamaica. That is from 1967. Another O-band for ya. Before that, another O-band out of Mexico. The Out of Control Army, a rude boy anarchy. Live, people. Live. That's it for Scapod number one. It is flown by. How good has it been? I've enjoyed it. I've been dancing around in the studio, singing along. God, this microphone in front of me is so tempting just to turn it on and sing. I don't wanna dance. Anyway, thank you for downloading. I really, really do appreciate it. Please subscribe. Rate 5 stars if that's still a thing. Share it with your friends. I look forward to seeing you at Ska Nation 2023. Get your tickets now, skanation.com. Okay, O-bands. We're going to finish off with another O-band out of Jamaica. These guys called Owen and Leon. They were officially Owen and Leon Silveras, but they recorded under Owen and Leon. Is that enough for an O-band? Of course it is. I'm happy with it. This is the brilliantly titled Want Me Cock? Who were Mrs. Want Me Cock?
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.